It's been a year since a repeat drunk driver caused a horrific accident in North Seattle. A new mother, her 10-day-old baby, and her in-laws were run down as they crossed the street. The grandparents were killed, the mother and baby critically injured. That tragedy and other high-profile drunk driving crashes prompted Washington lawmakers to authorize a pilot program to test repeat drunk drivers twice a day to see if they've been drinking. But that 24/7 sobriety program has run into legal and financial snags, and now two of the pilot agencies have dropped out. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update.
So far, the 24/7 sobriety program is up and running in just one small city in southwest Washington, Centralia. Police Commander Jim Rich sits in his office and opens up a black plastic case. Inside is an intoxometer alco-sensor FST. That's a fancy name for a breath test machine. He inserts a clear plastic straw into the yellow handheld device and, at my suggestion, lets me try it.
Put your mouth on the end of the tube and blow strong and steady until I tell you to stop or you hear a click. That's good, thank you. And your results are zero.
This is what repeat drunk drivers arrested in Centralia will do two times a day, 7 days a week, if a judge puts them on the 24/7 sobriety program. Each test will cost the offender $2. Commander Rich sees this as a way to hold problem drinkers accountable.
For the first time in my 30-year career, there's something other than just looking for impaired drivers that are already on the street.
Washington joins North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana to become the fourth state to embrace the 24/7 sobriety concept. The Rand Corporation studied South Dakota's program and found that it led to a reduction in arrests for repeat DUIs. But the rollout of the pilot project here in Washington has run into problems. One key concern is whether it's constitutional for a judge to order an accused drunk driver into the program before their trial as a condition of bail. Brian Burnett is the sheriff in Chelan County, one of the original five pilot participants.
We did have information that the defense attorneys would be quick to file an appeal from the very get-go here in our area. So knowing that, it was going to be very costly and time-consuming to the prosecutor's office.
That was one reason Chelan County withdrew from the pilot program. The legal concern might be well-founded. Last month, a judge in Montana found that state's 24/7 program is unconstitutional because it amounts to punishment prior to trial. Montana's attorney general is now appealing.
We'll have to see what happens in Montana and if there's a challenge here.
That's Republican State Senator Mike Patton. He's a former judge and was the prime sponsor of the legislation to create Washington's program. Ultimately, he views the 24/7 program as a post-conviction tool.
I don't think we should lose focus that the primary aim was really people that have already been convicted.
Another dropout from the program is the city of Kent. It had made a decision early on not to use 24/7 before a conviction. Even so, the city's two judges concluded the program has other major problems that could end up costing, not saving, the city money. One specific concern, the judges believe 24/7 sobriety misses the growing problem of drugged drivers. Bruce Bjork is administering the pilot project for the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. He says losing Kent and Chelan County leaves just three participants.
And when you got those calls from the sheriff or the police chief?
Disappointing.
Bjork says the whole purpose of a pilot program is to work out the kinks. He says Thurston and Spokane counties will soon be up and running, and he's trying to recruit other jurisdictions to replace the two he lost. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.